Well, today we are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Nottoway Valley High School. We have two young men we want to visit with here today that are right there at the top of the class. And we're going to start with
Mason Clark.
Okay, Mason, introduce us to your family.
I have my parents, Tyson and Amanda Sickles, and I have one younger sister named Josie.
Okay, very good. So you're the trailblazer then. You've got to do all this right so your younger sister gets everything just perfect through the rest of the time. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
I guess so. I mean, I'm expected to do it all right the first time, so.
Well, did you?
Probably not.
At least he's honest. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've been able to accomplish. What classes did you enjoy in high school?
I would say that English and math were my two favorites throughout high school.
Okay, why those two?
I loved to write, so English was always my favorite, and then I excelled in math, so that class was kind of enjoyable as well.
Okay. Did those subjects, do they always seem to come rather easy for you, or do you have to work hard at those?
Well, I guess I would say that they kind of came easy to me. I'm in calculus this year, and that one does involve some work, that's for sure.
Do you find you spend more time studying now than maybe you did when you were a freshman?
Yeah, the second semester of my senior year has been the hardest semester of my entire high school, that's for sure.
I thought you were supposed to coast down the stretch. It didn't work out that way?
Not really the option I took, no.
Okay, well, hey, there's nothing wrong with challenging yourself once in a while, too. What about teachers? Are there any teachers that say 10 years down the road, you're at a class reunion, you're hanging with a couple of high school friends that maybe you haven't seen in a long time, what teachers will you still be talking about?
I'm pretty sure we'll still be talking about Mr. Clark. He's not here anymore, but he taught our science class our freshman year, and he was pretty great.
Why? What made him special?
He wanted to make sure that everybody learned. He didn't want to leave anybody behind, and he did a great job of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys kind of do that thing when you're picking classes and getting schedules put together? Do you sometimes with your friends kind of look and know some of the teachers that others have had a lot of success with in the past and have enjoyed? Do you try to schedule those types of things when you were working on schedules?
I would say that does definitely have an impact, the teachers do. There are some classes that we lean towards and some we kind of shy away from for those reasons.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then, too. What else has been keeping you busy in high school?
I would say I have been pretty busy. I've had football, basketball, golf, track, and soccer, and baseball throughout high school. So for sports, I've definitely been busy, and I've also been part of our choir, our academic bowl team, and I've been in 4-H my whole life.
Good grief. What do you take, like 3 naps a day?
I wish I could.
Was that a goal of yours when you started high school? Did you set out to try to do as many different things as you could?
I actually think I just have a problem with not being busy. I always feel like I need to do something.
So you're not one that can easily say no?
I guess so.
Well, now, a lot of those things that you talked about, the sports, obviously, but also some of the other things that you talked about, choir, those types of things, these are things that are kind of group efforts. They're team-type things. Do you like trying to accomplish things as a group?
Yes, I definitely love the team aspect of things. That's going to be one of the things that I missed most about high school is the team stuff that I did.
Okay, excellent. Well, do you have a favorite among all those things?
I would say this past football season was probably the coolest thing I've ever been part of.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about it, the awards and achievements and things. Is there anything in particular, or a few things perhaps, that when you look back on your high school days you'll be most proud of?
I would say that the few that I'm the most proud of would be National Honor Society. I was a Boys State delegate, and then this year, pretty recently, I received the Governor's Scholar Award and the ABC 5 Best in Class Award.
How was the Boys State experience for you? Was that a pretty good one?
That was a blast. A really good amount of fun up there, staying with a whole bunch of other kids who have excelled for a week. So,
yeah. Well, let's talk about your future then. What's up for you this fall? Where are you going to head?
I'm going to the University of Iowa, okay. And I'll be majoring in journalism and mass communication.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
I've been a Hawkeye for life. And I love to write. They have a very good journalism program.
Okay, very good. Now, is this a career path that you wanted to try to pursue for a long time?
I have had dreams of making it to Sports Illustrated or ESPN for several years now. So if I could make that, that would be really great.
Okay. got some high aspirations then. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
I would say get involved in whatever you can. Try to make a lot of friends and work hard.
All right. Very good. Good advice. And good luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Mason. Appreciate it. Okay. And who's next?
Stefan Quick.
Okay. Stefan, tell us about your family.
My mom's name is Denise Wolf, and my dad's name is Corey Quick. I have two older brothers, Alex and Kane, and one younger sister, Shay.
Wow. Who's your favorite?
Oh, geez, I shouldn't say.
No, nobody ever does. I like to ask once in a while. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork and stuff. What did you enjoy? What classes did you like?
I really enjoyed math class and choir and band. All those music classes were fun for me.
Okay. Is that something you've always been attracted to? Have you always gravitated toward these types of things?
Yep. Ever since I can remember, at least. So,
so you're kind of a ham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like to be on stage? If I talked to your parents, would they have great stories of you when you were a young kid trying to perform in different ways?
They definitely tell some stories, but I don't know about me being the star of the show or anything. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers then. Who are some of your favorites?
I really like Mrs. Rabbit. She's our choir director. And I really like Mrs. Henniger, our math teacher.
Why are they some of your favorites?
I've been with Mrs. Rabbit since sixth grade, and she's just really been a big influence on me. And Mrs. Henniger just really connects with me, and we think on the same level. So,
yeah, well, you say a good influence. In what ways?
Really worked with me to extend and better myself in the choir field.
Okay, very good. Pushing you to try to excel at what you choose to do. Great. Well, let's talk extracurricular activities then. I kind of have an idea of what's been keeping you busy, but why don't you tell folks?
Well, obviously, I've done musicals all 4 years of high school. I've been involved in student council, where I've been the vice president and the president this year, my senior year. And I've done speech and debate, where I was the captain my sophomore year. I've been involved in band and choir. I was a drum major in band my junior year, and I think that's it.
Do you like to be in leadership roles? Because it sounds kind of to me like a lot of these things you're talking about are things that have put you in a position to be a leader.
I do like being in a leadership position. I like to take control and not necessarily tell people what to do, but delegate jobs.
You bet. Well, talk a little bit about those different activities that you mentioned. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Probably musical theater. Being in the musicals is really fun. That's what I want to do in college, so.
Okay. Well, what about awards and achievements and things for you? What are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of being in All-State Choir my junior year. It was a great experience, and I tried out again my senior year and didn't make it. So, but it was really fun.
Well, you learn to appreciate things when you get them real fast, because it's not always a given, is it?
Yeah, no.
A lot of talented youngsters out there also competing. Very good. Well, what's up for you this fall, then? Where are you headed?
I'm headed to Columbia College Chicago.
Okay. And why did you choose that school?
They have a really great musical theater program, and that's what I want to major in. And it's in a great place. Chicago's a large city where there's a lot of options and opportunities.
A lot of times universities, like to take Mason, for example, he's going to a large university in a small town. Mm-hmm. You're going to maybe just the opposite, a smaller university in a large town?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so it's a little different experience for you. What do you expect?
Well, I visited, and it was very intimidating at first, but I expect it to be fun, a great experience, great learning experience, and to meet a lot of good people.
Okay, very good. Well, how do you expect to use that major then? Where do you see yourself down the road?
I would like to be performing on off-Broadway stages and maybe on Broadway stages. That'd be fun.
You do realize you've chosen a very tough career path.
Yes. Lots of people have told me it's very tough, and I plan to work very hard to get where I want to be.
All right, very good. So you know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, and being able to start in a large city like that gives you a real leg up, too, as opposed to someone who might be at some other college that doesn't have the opportunities culturally that you'll run into in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's all part of your decision, I assume. Mm-hmm. Well, give those eighth graders some advice, then. What should they know before they get started with high school?
One of my things was I'd get really run down, but you just got to keep pushing through and realize that after a while you'll get tired, but there's always a break coming up sometimes, so, and relax during your breaks, just enjoy yourself, and don't let the time get away from you from high school, because It's been 4 years, but it seems like it goes by so fast when you're done.
When you started school, was that a goal of yours, to try to be as involved in a lot of different types of activities as you could?
Yeah, I wanted to expand my horizons, as I say, and do as much as I could and see what all I liked so that I could go into something that I like down the road.
Sure. So mission accomplished.
Yes, mission accomplished.
All right, very good. Well, Stefan, thank you for your time and continued success to you and your future.
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. That's Stefan Queck and Mason Clark. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Nottoway Valley High School.